What it is. Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit, okay? And we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. What's going on, y'all? It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. Welcome to the podcast. Or if you are not new here and you are a returning loyal listener, welcome back. It's good to have you. Nice to see you again, Jason, Erica, Regina, Ashley, Amber, Kevin. I'm just saying names. Hopefully I got a couple of you. So I have made a decision as of late when it comes to the dating life that I don't really have. So if I'm being real with you, so I've decided to take a break from the whole swiping thing, the whole dating app. I honestly was swiping. I was doing more left swipes than I was right. And then the right swipes that I was making, clearly they were not interested. So I never heard back from them.
That is so embarrassing for your life and your soul.
Not to mention, there's a lot of things that I'm kind of going through right now. There are a lot of changes happening in my life currently. You know, like for instance, the Bird Show is ending. That was a huge part of my life. There's training for a new job that I'm trying to make sure that I hold on to, working as a board operator, you know, for the radio station. So I'm hoping to keep that. My podcast is now on a network called Pioneer. Hello, that's awesome. You know, I'm working on some things with my nonprofit with my dad. So there's things going on there. So it's just a lot of changes, and I feel like I need to figure out what the fuck before I can get in there and, yeah, I was going to say the F word. Yeah, I was. But it's just, there's just so much going on, and I'm trying to learn new things about me, and the older you get, like, changes, I don't want to say the older you get, but for me, the older I get, I don't like change. I hate it. I mean, the phrase, you know, teaching an old dog new tricks and all that shit, there's a reason there's a phrase. I don't want to learn any new tricks. I want to do what I'm doing, and that's it. But that's not how the world works. So I am currently training to learn new things, you know, at the radio station. And I'm hoping that I'm hoping that I learn quickly and well, because I would like to keep my job. I enjoy being able to pay for things. I done told y'all the government has shut down. Okay, I don't have time to be unemployed. There's no time for that right now. You know, so there's just a lot going on, honestly. I do wish, like, dating was more the way it was when, like, our parents met. They met, like, going outside, like, around people. Like, you know what I'm saying? There was no swipe left. There was no text me. There was no, do you have Instagram? Like, there is a way that you can get to know someone. You know what I'm saying? And it be a journey, a surprise. But nowadays, you know, everybody has social media and stuff. So you feel like you know people, even though you really don't, because if we're being honest, a lot of people only share their best moments on social media. Like, who's, you know what I'm saying? It's not very often that people share their worst moments. And when they do, you know, that tends to be content from a podcast. So thanks. Oh my God, that was pretty dark. Speaking of dark, I want to go ahead and shout out a past episode of the Professionally Silly Podcast. Now, many of you may or may not know this, but I've had this podcast since 2018. So there is a lot of bingeable content waiting for you. And the episode that I want to shout out is the dark theories behind The Lion King. Now, this is back in August of 2019. I don't even remember what microphone I was using. It could have been just me. 2019, I could have been on the Anchor app, like, literally talking to it like this, or I had my headphones, like, you know, the old school headphones you plugged into your phone, you know those? It might have been one of those things, but I did not have any microphones in 2019, so the audio might be different, but the episode itself is very interesting because I did my best, my absolute best, to destroy your childhood memories. Could The Lion King be darker than we think? Perhaps. I dug hella deep into that. And let's just say Hitler was mentioned. So it's pretty dark. So go ahead and check that out. The dark theories behind The Lion King. That was, again, August in 2019. Go ahead and check that out. So subscribe, rate, and review. Check out my older episodes and join in on my past silly. And I hope that you are enjoying the current silly that I am about to bring to your sexy ear balls. If you want to support this podcast, the best way to do that is subscribe, rate, and review. And if you're listening on Spotify, don't forget to go ahead and comment there, because on Spotify, you can comment under the episodes that you are listening to. And the same if you are watching this podcast right now on YouTube. Hey, hit that thumbs up button. I can use it and share the podcast. I can use that too. Thanks. A new Have You Heard About? Next, coming up right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Want to go ahead and give a shout out to a listener. My game is honesty. If you're watching right now, brother, you see my door right now? Yeah. I want to show you something. Y'all come here. If you are watching this on YouTube, you're going to see what's going to happen. If you are listening to this audibly, you're going to be a little confused. But I believe right outside my door is something interesting. So let me tell you what I'm talking about here. So So my game is honesty. 9030 left a comment under my trick or treating wasn't always about candy episode. That was my episode last week. And he said, I am fixated by that door being slightly cracked. It was distracting. So I wanted to show you guys why I keep the door cracked. You're going to see why in a second. Let me take my headphones off so I don't pull everything off. Now you can't. Y'all can't see why I keep it cracked, but we're about to get closer, okay? I'm sorry I'm screaming, but I'm not near the microphone. This is why. I still can't see her, but there's a cat here. There's a kitty cat. There she is. You still can't see. Open your eyes so they can see. She's so black. Okay. If I don't keep this door cracked, she will meow the entire time. So this is Bagheera. You can't even see her. That, dear friend, is why the door stays creaked open. Because the moment, I don't know if you can hear me on camera, but the moment I close the door, sometimes she starts meowing when she wants attention. I am saving myself some good quality recording time without having to worry about the sound of a cat in the background of my podcast. So, but yeah, if y'all see a spirit or something pop out there, y'all gotta let me know. You gotta let me know. Have you heard about y'all? Jennifer Lopez is back in the news again. So J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the block, has recently said in an interview with Howard Stern, which, by the way, I used to love Howard Stern. I ain't gonna hold you. When I was a teenager, I thought Howard Stern was cool, but he was really edgy and I was also a teenager. So I don't know. He did a lot of problematic things looking back as an adult. So yeah, take what you want from that. Anyways, J-Lo recently said in an interview with Howard Stern that she doesn't think she's ever been truly loved by a romantic partner. Though she believes she is lovable, she clarified that her ex-partners were not capable of the love she needed. J-Lo also stated that part of the reason for this feeling was that she didn't love herself, a sentiment she is now working on, and her partners gave her what they had to give, even if it wasn't the love she was looking for. Now, this is something that she said. I'm going to go ahead and play this audio here, and you can hear it from J-Lo herself.
Do you think you've truly been loved?
No.
No. And do you think you really have experienced loving someone?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
And when you can't get that love back?
What I learned, it's not that I'm not lovable. It's that they're not capable.
They can't love.
They don't have it in them. They need to appreciate the little person inside of them.
They have
they
little
need to
give.
Love them. Yeah.
You've been in relationship with
and people. They gave me what they had.
Right, but
they
it's
gave
not
me
enough.
All of it. Every but, time.
But it's this much. It's
all the rings, bit. All the things I could ever want.
Right.
Tried to give me the houses, the rings, the marriage, all of it. But
they didn't love you.
They didn't.
And didn't know you.
And I didn't love myself.
There's probably more. There's probably more to this this entire podcast. I refuse to watch an entire podcast with Howard Stern. I'm just not ready for whatever he's doing now. But I will say this. J-Lo was my first female celebrity crush. Ever since she was a fly girl, okay? She was fly. I ain't gonna hold you, all right? She's beautiful. She's very attractive, very talented, you know, very rich, all the things, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like J-Lo is in love with love. I do think that these men loved her. But, you know, when you got more rings than Tom Brady, you just gotta, you know, you gotta think about things, you know? Sometimes, you know, you're the problem. I hate to go against her because I am a fan of Jennifer Lopez. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm not. You know, I enjoyed her music. You know, she was my first female celebrity crush. I loved the fact I loved her dancing. I loved all of it. You know what I'm saying? And this kind of sucks. It really does. Like, I don't like it. So anyways, her ex-husband, husband number one, from what I understand, has spoken on this. He was not happy with what J-Lo said. So the background of this guy, I'm going to go ahead and tell you his name first, I suppose. Ajani Noah, I believe is how you pronounce his name. Anyways, they were married back in 1997, but they divorced just literally 11 months later. And her career as a singer and an actress took the fuck off. Okay. Now, everybody remembers Jennifer Lopez from Selena. That was like one of my favorite movies. Amazing. And I think that, didn't that bitch get out of jail recently? Or she's supposed to get out of the jail? The one who killed Selena? Yeah, she better watch her back. All right, so Ajani made this disparaging comments about Lopez in the past and was previously blocked by the courts from publishing a tell-all book or using private footage of Lopez in a documentary. Now, this is all coming from online. I went ahead to AI mode on Google, and they wrap shit up. We got Yahoo up in here. We got PrimeTimer.com. We got YouTube, we got Ola, New York Post, Today.com, Reality T, Toronto Sun. We out here. I'm citing all my sources. All right. So it says here that Jennifer Lopez's first husband, Ajani Noah, posted a scathing response on Instagram after her October 2025 interview on the Howard Stern show, where she claimed she'd never been truly loved by a partner. Okay, so Ajani accused Jennifer of cheating on him during their brief 1990s marriage and choosing fame over their relationship. Now, there is a good chance that that is true. I don't know. I wasn't there for that relationship, but makes sense. In his lengthy Instagram post, Noah called out Lopez for her remarks on the radio show, accusing her of playing the victim. And he stated that he had been faithful and supportive during their marriage, and J-Lo was the one who cheated and lied, is what he's saying here. So here's a quote on the cheating and the lying that that he mentioned in his post. This is a quote here. "You're the one who couldn't keep it in your pants," he wrote. I wish I could do like a Puerto Rican accent. Is he Puerto Rican? I don't know. Anyways, he said, and another quote here, "You decided to lie, to cheat on me. And even though I stayed, you wanted to continue cheating and lying." J-Lo, these receipts are not looking good for you, sweetheart. Now he speaks on how he felt about like her career versus their marriage. And he says, you went to the fast lane of your career and stardom, not caring about me, end quote. On being the problem, this is the quote that he shared here in his Instagram post. It says he ended his message with a furious final line, telling Jennifer Lopez, and this is a quote here, "Tell the truth for once. You should be embarrassed, ashamed of yourself. Let people know that you are the problem," close quote. Things are not looking good. Now, I can tell you, I know what it feels like to not love yourself, and it can skew reality for the better, for the worse. It depends on the person and the story and the topic and the time and all that shit. A lot of variables to be taken in here. But I can tell you, I don't want to say in her defense, but there's a reason why people do the things that they do when they know is not good for them, and they do it anyway. I gotta say, self-love is important. I have been there, and I'm still learning how to love myself. I am constantly sabotaging myself in so many ways. I'm trying to figure this shit out. And the older you get, it does not get easier for you. And I am learning that it's okay to admit that I don't know what the fuck that I'm doing. I don't. I have no idea what I am doing. It's my first time being this age. It's my first time having these current problems that I'm having, you know, so I'm wading through the waste like the rest of the world. And I don't know. I could use a hefty bag so I can throw that shit away. I don't know. I'm just tired. Anyways, J-Lo, get your shit together. Also, call me. I am just toxic and self-loathing enough to give you a chance. So if you ever want to go lesbian and you want somebody to teach you, there's not many women that I'm willing to do that for. But I feel like my first female celebrity crush, I should be able to do that for you. You give me a lot of years of entertainment. It's the least I can do. It really is. Wouldn't that be hilarious if she went lesbian? Oh my God. If this happens, I'm going to be fucking furious. First of all, I missed my chance with Niecy Nash. Had no idea. Why are these women not telling me that they are into women so that I can shoot my shot? What? And then J-Lo does it? I mean, honestly, that's a sidestep. If you know, I dodge that bullet if she does turn out gay. But I'm just saying, it's not fair. So attractive female celebrities who I am attracted to, if you are gay, I need you to let me know so that I can do something about it. All right. It's my turn. Damn it. I want to fly. It's my turn for happiness. Damn it. Zombies. What do we really know about them? I got to tell you, I do have some concerns. So that's coming up next with DJ Hey Cousin right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have DJ Hey Cousin joining us for this this beautiful, inspiring segment on zombies.
Great.
We're going to talk about zombies.
Great. I'm a zombie expert.
I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, okay. More like a zombie aficionado.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Zombie savant.
I mean, you can say all the things. I'm still probably going to disagree with you.
Okay, well, then damn. Then what? Why am I here then? Damn it.
You know what? Let's just get into it. How about that?
Let's just do it.
All right. So zombies, the ultimate scary creature, in the opinions of many, if I'm being honest with you, because what could be more terrifying than a zombie horde that is ready to rip your flesh apart?
Some kind of Lovecraftian horror, probably. Oh, maybe,
yeah, or public speaking. For some.
Or that.
But many do wonder if zombies could ever really exist. And I am among those people. And I'm also glad that it's currently not a problem that we have to deal with at the moment that I know of. Are there zombies happening right now that I don't know about?
Probably.
Dude? Okay.
The world is big.
The world
it's big,
is big.
It's small, but it's big.
For those of you, which is crazy that I'm saying this, but if you don't know what a zombie is, it is an undead thing that eats, used to eat brains, but now it eats anything.
Mm-hmm. You know? And there has been, from a biological standpoint, zombie-esque creatures. You know, things brought back from the dead in a technical sense. You can do your research, but...
What are you talking about? What?
Yeah.
People?
Smaller creatures.
Oh, like insects.
Insects, different animals.
Yeah, I did hear the thing about the ants and the wasp. There's like a certain ant or wasp. There's some sort of fungi that feast upon it or whatever, and it takes over its body or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did hear about that.
Yeah, that's exactly what that's what the game The Last of Us is based off of. Their zombies is based off of they're called cordyceps.
Oh.
Actually, they get into your brain and they sort of nest and they spurt out of different orifices as this like
What do you mean? When you say spurred out, because I never saw The Last of Us, and I also know that it was a video game. I know about it, but
play the game.
They're the kind of zombies that spurt out of you, kind of like what, like in the movie Alien? Like, what do you mean?
In a sense, kind of, but, you know, in a sense, that's why they're so deformed. That's it sort of spurting out, like growing out of it, kind of like a mushroom.
Oh.
It's kind of like, yeah, growing out of the body.
Oh.
The different orifices.
I don't like that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, do you think that zombies could exist?
Yeah. They technically do. But like the zombies that, like the Walking Dead, Night of the Living Dead kind of zombies, yes.
What about the Resident Evil zombies?
Yes. That's actually more plausible because that's like chemical, like formula-based zombieism.
Oh, fam, the chemtrails. Oh, we're all going to be zombies.
You know what I'm saying?
What about the zombies from, what was that movie, when they were in the apartment, Quarantine?
That's also, well, did we ever figure that out, actually? Because that was a good movie, but it was the ambiguity of it all that made it a good movie.
That's an SAT word. Write that down.
I don't think we ever got, like, where the zombies originated from.
Well, you
if they
know
were
what?
Demonic or if they were chemical-based.
Let's ask my friend, Gemini, if she can tell us where zombies originated from.
They're probably going to go with the Louisiana Bayou route, probably.
Maybe. Let's see. I mean, you think it's from you think it's American shit? What if it like goes back to like medieval shit?
It could. It could.
Let's see.
You know, the AI is only going off what it has access to. That's true. So.
Hey, Gemini, I have a question for you. When did zombies originate?
Zombies as we know them today, those flesh-eating monsters, really took off in 1968 with George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. But the idea of zombies actually goes back way further, rooted in Haitian folklore. These zombies were more like reanimated corpses controlled by magic, not the hungry hordes we see in movies. It's a pretty interesting mix of cultures and stories that created the zombie we know today.
There you have it, AI Gemini with the sexy voice. That's my boo. What?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, I felt like you were, I felt the energy of your thoughts.
I didn't.
Okay. Well, anyways, my boo, Gemini. so you were, I mean, not Louisiana.
Yeah, no. But definitely the Haitian element there.
Yeah.
That she mentioned.
I got to tell you, so let's go over the different types of zombies that they have. So we have the classic reanimated corpse zombie. Think Night of the Living Dead, The Walking Dead type, okay? Now, these are our OG zombies, as they would say, and the dead rise from the grave and they start munching on the living. That's our classic stuff.
Okay, so Thriller.
Coming
back from the grave. Now, okay.
But they don't dance as well.
Okay, see... When you mention The Walking Dead, see, that's to me, that's two different kind of zombies. See, that's bitten.
Turned. Well, we're not talking about how they reanimate. We're just talking about the classic corpse zombie that we know of.
Okay.
Not how they become zombies.
Okay.
So all these classic zombies are usually slow moving, moaning, kind of mindless. They don't rot right away in the movie logic. And they're just like often controlled by... they say mysterious forces. We don't know. It could be dark magic. It could be just an infection, radiation, whatever.
Okay.
So their motivation is to eat flesh, spread infection, and or obey a, what is that? Necromancer. I know how to read.
Which is basically like a lord, you know, or an overall like controller of the dead.
Mm. Would you say Michonne was close to that?
No, more like a...
she just turned them into slaves.
Yeah. More like how we have pets.
Yeah.
That's how
yeah. Pets that you chop their arms off and their jaws.
Exactly.
But they're dead. It's fine. They were dead.
Yeah.
The zombies.
Yeah.
Watch the Walking Dead.
She knew them. Yeah. You know, watch the lore.
When I guarantee you, when I get sexy and lose this weight, one of these days I'm going to be Michonne from The Walking Dead for Halloween.
I can't do it now.
It feels weird.
It's going to be sweet.
I mean, you know, I got the locks. I'm black. What else do I need?
It's all about the fit.
It is all about the fit. Yeah. I don't have it. All right. So the next type of zombie, we have the voodoo zombie, the origin story zombie, which we just heard about, the Haitian folklore, the white zombie. And this occurred back in I believe the early 1900s, 1930s, around there. So it comes from the real Haitian and West African spiritual beliefs. Now, these aren't flesh eaters like from the movies. but they're enslaved souls that are brought back through rituals or potions by a Bokor, a sorcerer. I hope I said that right, Bokor. And the person is technically alive, but mentally controlled like a human puppet. So their motivation is to serve whoever resurrected them. So that is a kind of a little lore of that.
That's the first zombie. That's sort of the OG. The OG zombie right there.
Yeah, the first OG zombie was just the movified one.
That's the zombie that we know of. But the OG, that's the OG. You know what I'm saying? Folks really, way more magic involved. Way more slave mentality in a sense as far as like, your mental state.
Mm-hmm.
In the other one, the one we know of, it's very more. What's the best way of putting it?
There's no mental state. You're just thing.
It's instinct. It's very more like primal.
Almost
primal
animalistic. Yes,
very,
primal.
It's primal. Mm-hmm. More very primal.
So our next zombie we've got is the viral/infected zombie. Think 28 Days Later, World War Z. As you said, The Last of Us. So it's not the undead, just very, very sick, supposedly caused by a virus, fungus, or a biological experiment gone wrong. Now, these zombies are fast. They're aggressive and really fucking strong. And their motivation is to spread infection and destroy everything that moves. Now, I did not see The Last of Us, but I sort of saw 28 Days Later. That was scary as fuck. I couldn't even get through that. But I saw all of World War Z. And any zombie that can run, open doors, or climb walls, I don't want any part of. Mm-hmm. That's just where I stand on that.
What was the Will Smith movie?
That was I Am Legend. I Am Legend,
I Am Legend also included.
Now, would that be like the infection one, right?
Mm-hmm. And, okay. There's a couple of people that would argue The Walking Dead is meant to be in that category.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because they actually do evolve.
They do.
Over time, and they've gotten faster, and it's been a whole like evolution within the canon and shit. It's a whole thing.
I ain't gonna hold you. I am behind on Walking Dead. The last thing I remember, Lucy the Bat is still a character. That's where I'm at.
They're on like season 3 of the Daryl spinoff. And
oh, how was that?
It's pretty all right. It's cool. I watched season 1.
Because there's like Walking Dead, Fear the Dead, the Daryl spinoff. Didn't Maggie have one too? Or the other white lady.
That's Dead City, I think. Yeah.
And then did I say Fear of the Walking Dead?
Yeah, that didn't. Yeah. Ugh, that's probably the worst one.
I didn't hate it. Yeah. I guess because when I was watching it, I was in LA. So I was like, oh.
they were just trying very hard to link it back to The Walking Dead, and it just felt contrived. And it was.
I forget the chick's name from the Fear of the Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead, whatever the fuck. I forget her name, but she was also in the 100. And she was like the princess who was like apparently was a lesbian. I don't know. She was hot. I just wanted to say that. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So then we've got moving on. We got the smart zombie. We got Warm Bodies. Think those movies. Warm Bodies, Land of the Dead, Eye Zombie. I only saw Land of the Dead. I don't know what the smart zombie is, but let's go ahead and get into that. It says retains some memory, personality, or intelligence. They can communicate, plan, and sometimes even feel emotions, usually part of a story about what makes someone human. Their motivation varies. Some want redemptions, others want domination.
Yeah, I think zombie light. Hybrid zombie. Gluten-free maybe.
Reduced fat zombie.
Yeah, you want your zombie with a little bit of comedy in it? You know what I mean? Throw it in. Throw this in.
I'll have a diet zombie, please. Next up, we have our cursed or demonic zombies. Think Evil Dead, Pet Cemetery type thing. So these zombies are brought back by dark magic, ancient curses, or like a demonic possession. My favorite. I just love a little demonic possession of my zombie. So that, I don't. I'm lying. Yeah. So they don't spread like a virus. They just happen when someone disturbs the wrong grave or reads the wrong book. So their motivation is evil for evil's sake, okay? Usually super violent and unkillable, which is not great.
Well, killable is a very loose term within these kinds of circumstances because, not only does it go back to the origin of where these particular zombies are coming from, what you're killing, but it's also is like there's no real escape plans, you know what I'm saying, in these kinds of scenarios. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's very rare. It's these moments where you can just read from a book and it's all right, we're good. You know what I mean? Like, I wish that, if it was that, like, that'd be great.
It's like, damn, I thought this was a comic book and all of a sudden I raised a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you. That's not great. Next up, we got our sci-fi and cyber zombies. We're thinking Resident Evil, Dead Space, or like Black Mirror, if you saw that episode. So this is created by tech, like nanobots, AI, implants, or failed experiments. You can kind of look, they can kind of look like more human, but move like something half robotic. And often a part of like a government or a corporate cover-up. And their motivation is literally just programmed chaos. And I feel like the guy in the White House might be one of those.
What?
Huh?
And mind you, in this list, there is some level of overlap. Just because, again, I'll go back to origin and execution when it comes to a lot of these representations of zombies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Again, you already mentioned Shaun of the Dead. Great comedic zombie. You know what I'm saying? But that's more that goes.
I'm sorry, would you like to do the last one?
Yes, number 7, the comedic zombie. Shaun of the Dead Zombieland. You know, all horror, but with punchlines and bad decisions. Which again, that's like most horror in general, but also, you know, within the zombie realm, people are just constantly making bad decisions.
Let me just go into this dark room by myself while I'm naked.
It wouldn't be a good story. If they were making good decisions, or more so, it'd be a short story.
Yes, that, like an actual horror movie if a black person was starring in it. What's that sound? Oh, all right, I'm out.
Yeah, that's why there's not that many horror movies for black folks. That's why. That's why right there. It's not discrimination. It's because we're smart.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually, you know, based off parody and the genre or highlight, how dumb humans get during a crisis. Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. We're not great. We're not great. I mean, we're great, but I mean, as far as like a collective, a species, we tend not to do great in situations like that. You know, which is I think that's why I sidebar. And when it comes to the zombie stuff that I do believe has happened,
mm-hmm.
They couldn't tell us about it. They couldn't like realistically tell us about it.
They finally admitted about the aliens. It's a matter of time.
I mean, of course.
I mean, the CDC has a zombie plan should it become a thing.
Exactly.
You know, so.
And, you know, I believe a lot of the stuff they show us, a movie and TV, it's like prep because mm-hmm. it's in some way, shape, or form it mm-hmm. is or has happened. So.
I mean, bath salts made zombies, sort of. I mean, they were like super high and the brain was fried, but I guess that would go under the virus zombie.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
So I have a question for you, man. Like, obviously, a lot of people don't know this. But when you were in a zombie apocalypse, if you, DJ, hey, cousin, could choose your weapon of choice, okay, while trying to fight your way through, what would you use?
Samurai sword.
Damn, that was fast. Okay. Why a samurai sword?
Doesn't run out of ammo. It's light. Find easy ways to sharpen it. As long as you keep it well maintenance, it'll treat you right.
Is that the same as a katana, or is that a different thing?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
A little heavier.
Okay. I was going to say double axe, but now I'm thinking sword because those are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I did notice that neither one of us said gun, though.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, just
shit is loud, and that attracts zombies.
Exactly.
You don't want that problem. Now, if you got a big-ass horde, maybe get some dynamite grenades. That might be helpful then because you're already surrounded.
I mean, definitely stock up.
Yeah,
You want to be light, you know, while you're traveling in these circumstances. But you definitely want to have some kind of base that, you know, that's secured, you know, armor up or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Rest and all that. Save your game.
A lot of people, now if you're scientific about it, I'm all about logic. Zombies can't exist because blah, blah, blah. So they do say there is a scientific problem to why zombies could really never be a thing as a reanimated dead body is because, first of all, they can't exist because of decomposition.
Yeah, the cold factor.
Yeah.
They only exist for about a couple weeks max.
Yeah.
Which is, again, goes back to why, like, it's happened, but it hadn't like, stuck if it has happened before.
Mm.
You know, either it was contained.
In real life, you mean, like,
yeah,
yeah. Because in the movies, it lasts for, like, years.
Yeah, they was able to contain it mm-hmm. wherever it happened at and seal it off. get everybody to shut up or kill them or whatever.
everybody shut up.
Or they just wait it out.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And because of this, the reason they can wait it out, because in real life, if zombies were a thing, decomposition is going to destroy your tissues way too fast. Your muscles, your nerves, your organs, they're all stop functioning without oxygen. Of course, the brain, the control center of all of it, it's going to die within minutes after the heart stops. And without that, movement or thought is 100% impossible. So basically, a rotting corpse just can't boot itself back up. So that's, I mean, and if it did, again, not like in the movies, it would not last for like months or years. It would stop to cease to exist eventually. It's not, you know,
on a scientific level, apparently, theoretically, it's the brain activating very particular parts of muscle and hunger function. Very light, just enough to do that. and nothing else. So the body is dying, and again, only lasting a couple of weeks. It'll just be a slop on the ground, and it'll dry up, and then that's it. That's it. Again, theoretically.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, man. In dealing with the zombie movies that are a thing, like right now that exists, I'll go through them. We have, or the, I guess I'll say the most famous ones. We'll say we have Walking Dead, we have Zombieland, 28 Days Later, World War Z, Dawn of the Dead, Resident Evil, and Quarantine. I feel like those are like the most popular ones and dealing with the quote unquote classic zombie or whatever. So out of those, if you had to be in an apocalypse of an apocalypse with zombies, hard word, which is funny because I said it before. Yeah. No idea why I started over. But if you had to be in one of those zombie apocalypses, which movie would you rather had... Like, with those zombies, would you rather have to deal with? Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go Walking Dead zombie.
Really?
You know, they're slow, you know, early Walking Dead. I'm, you know, this.
Like season one Walking Dead?
Yeah,
season before one they realize why they.
Yeah, season one Walking Dead. And actually, you know, I don't even. I might want to retract that. What's a really good one? Hey, what's your answer before we even.
I was just going to say Zombieland.
Zombieland?
Yeah, dude.
That's, man.
I mean, because like the zombies in Zombieland, when they become a zombie, they have the same athleticism that they had when they were alive. So I have a better chance of getting away from that. Because if I come across like a baby zombie, I'm going to like kick it, you know.
Yeah, I got my answer, by the way.
Huh?
I got my answer, by the way.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, what you got?
Shaun of the Dead zombie.
Oh, you little bastard.
Shaun of the Dead zombies. That's the one. That's the one.
Why?
Because they're classic, they're slow, and they still retain some like memory to some degree, very light. But they're still, of course, they're dead. We don't know where they came from exactly, but there's no like, if you die, you turn into one because you're chemically something in the air or something like that.
Like the Walking Dead ones.
Yeah, you know, if you die, you die. And so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no like variant zombies of like fat exploding ones or like acid or nothing like that. Like classic, there's nothing crazy. There's nothing crazy about it.
Okay. I mean, I feel like you're kind of talking me into the Shaun of the Zed and the Zeddy zombies, the Shaun of the Dead zombies, because that right there is good. All right. Fuck, marry, kill. I'm just playing. Which zombie would you have sex with? Which one would you kill? And which one would you marry? Next on the Professional Silly Podcast. Well, DJ, hey, cousin, did you learn anything new about zombies? Or did you pretty much know all of this as the expert that you are?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
But it was great talking about it with someone who didn't immediately be like, what? This is, huh? What? Oh, no. We need to gear up. Oh, my God. Existential dread.
I'm sorry. What? You did like a whole bit in your head and I just heard the responses to whatever you were thinking. What? Oh my God. What? You forgot to say the rest of the things.
That's what you're here for. Oh. Usually.
I was lost. I ain't gonna hold you. Yeah, staying in. Oh, God. DJ Hey Cousin, thank you so much for joining the Professionally Silly podcast once again. You know, you are always welcome here, man.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, you keep locking the door. So
it's yeah. Like, tell Nikki, really, hey. You know,
really,
she watching.
Doesn't really feel welcome.
Tell her, hey.
Hey.
All right, guys. It is time for the POC Excellence segment. And that is where I like to give flowers to people of color who have done amazing and wonderful, inspiring things. Let's go ahead and shine a light on these people. Coming up next, without DJ Hey Cousin, right here on the Professionally Silly podcast. Guys, I really enjoy like ending the podcast on a positive note, and I feel like once again that the POC Excellence segment is beautifully amazing for that. Being a woman of color, I know what exactly what it's like to be ignored, to be in the shadows, to feel invisible, like you don't matter, even though you have done something that is really interesting or smart or creative or whatever that may be. I know what it's like to feel like you need to work 10 times harder just to get halfway there to others. You know what I mean? And being a woman of color, I do understand that. So I like to use my platform, no matter how small or big. I think we're growing. Hello to the new listeners. I want to go ahead and share the amazing things that people have done that that the main media may not be sharing with you. So thank God for social media. So I am here on the Instagram page at successis_us. And the tagline got me here. It says, first Black woman to become a judge in Macomb, Mississippi. Shaquina McKenzie did it at just 28. Hello, baby. We're finna hand her like 3 bouquets here. Now, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly. It is spelled Shequeena. Now, I'm Black. I would pronounce that Shaquina. Anyways, at just 28 years old, once again, at the Instagram page at successis_us, it says that just 28 years old, Shaquina McKenzie made history becoming the first Black woman ever to ever appointed as a judge in Macomb, Mississippi. From breaking barriers in the courtroom to inspiring the next generation, her journey proved that age was never a limit when purpose and passion aligned. Shout out to Judge McKenzie. Let me go ahead and be respectful. Shout out to Judge McKenzie. That is an amazing accomplishment. I got to tell you, I can't even fold a fitted sheet. And I'm almost 40. This... Queen over here, okay, is a judge at 28. Get him. I gotta tell you, Gen Z be doing shit. They be doing shit. I am not worried about Gen Z. God bless them. We need more of them. Now, Gen Alpha, y'all need to work on your shit. I know you're like 12 right now, but figure it out, because I'm already over you. I'm already done. What the fuck is Skippity Toilet or Ohio? What? All right. That's all I gotta say about that. You know, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's having to deal with a zombie apocalypse would be just like annoying as hell. I don't want to have to deal with that. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Zombie apocalypse equals annoying. I don't want to deal with that. I'm good. Shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. Yes, I do. And I appreciate you guys for joining me every week right here on the Professionally Silly podcast, where I post every Friday unless things change. But if that happens, I will let you know on my socials. Speaking of which, follow me on Instagram at True Smiles Jones is my personal Instagram. And then we have our podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly. You can find that down below in the show notes / description box. My link tree is right there. You can follow me on TikTok. Check out my my YouTube videos, because I got 2 of them. I got 2 of them. Speaking of which, one of those YouTube channels, Paranormal Blacktivity, we are going to be having a video coming very soon, because I went to Doll Head Trail here in Atlanta last weekend, and there is a vlog available for you on my first YouTube channel, Professionally Silly, if you're watching this podcast video form. You're already on it. But on the Paranormal Blacktivity channel, the plan is to go ahead and post my paranormal experiences at Dollhead Trail. If you want to go ahead and check out the vlog before then, it is ready for you. Click that thumbs up button on that video as well. Pretty please, please support me. Sorry. Kind of panicked a little bit there. Okay. We don't have any Vince voicemails for this episode, so I'm going to go ahead and jump this number at you, 805-664-1828. Tis the season. It is spooky season, so I'm sure a lot of things are annoying all of you right now. So if you want to go ahead and call and get it off your chest, 805-664-1828. And if you're interested in sending me some snail mail, hit my P.O. Box, Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Once again, it's your Audible Boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Podcast, where I take my silliness sexually. Sorry, where I take my silliness seriously. My script was kind of, I didn't read my script right. That was weird. I'm sorry about that. And I'll leave you with this. What if deja vu is just you losing a life and then starting again at the last checkpoint? That's some creepy shit. Anyways, I'll leave you with that. Until next time, P-Silly listeners, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. Okay, put this here, put this here. Oh, this is a recording? Speaking of dark, I want to go ahead and shout out a past episode on the Professionally Silly Podcast. What a random song for me to think about.
Unleash the Dragon. Random. So random.
Can you hear me say yeah? Shorty, can you hear me say yeah? Yeah. Gonna make me unleash the dragon. I really wanna unleash. That's my jam.
That's so random.
Yeah, Cisco, baby.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a great way to do this. Oh.